Blog Talk Radio.
Bitumen, gentlemen, that sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight, bitumen. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great-grandmammy was a die-homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid 'em in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look-see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid 'em in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bid 'em in. 350's bidding, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight, our air date of this episode is January 9th, 2020. Okay, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be discussing innovation against homelessness, and we're having a group discussion of ideas, methods, and procedures that can be implemented to get our people off of the streets. Also, those, you know, who have programs in a process to combat this travesty are welcome to call in and discuss what is being done in your areas, you know, to address this very, very bad situation. And this program is uncensored tonight for those 18 years of age and older. I'm your executive producer and host, the one and only Mad Dr. D is our producer and co-host. Okay, so we got a caller in from the 720 area code, and I believe this here is Brother Che. Hey, how you doing, Brother Che?
Yes,
calling in from Denver, Colorado. Rhea, what's going on with you tonight?
I'll be better when these sweeps stop.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. Yeah, without a doubt, you know. Okay, now let me ask you this here, man. It's because you're there with Mile High News, and I am the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News. And I've been seeing a lot of similarities of what I've been seeing on your post coming out of Denver, Colorado, about the police shutting down the homeless and encampments, and then not to mention the fact, you know, that the weather there in Denver is more extreme there with the snow as opposed to out here in California. And then also, too, I've came across some information yesterday that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is supposed to be tackling this homeless crisis. Okay, so what's happening out of Denver?
What's happening is on December 27th, of last year, Denver County Judge Barajas ruled our urban camping ban unconstitutional. So now we're in the process of bringing that to the higher courts to get it ruled unconstitutional at the higher courts, and to get our current city council and our mayor to repeal the ban that's been on the books since 2012, which makes it illegal for you to lay down, cover yourself with anything besides your own clothing. You could be ticketed, arrested, or harassed just for covering yourself with a tent, a tarp, a sleeping bag. Anything besides your own clothing is deemed criminal.
Wow. That is incredible. And then considering the fact, you know, like I said, the Mile High City is known for that snow. And plus that, you guys could have a 70% temperature drop, man, you know, in less than 24 hours. It's because I've been there and I've witnessed it. But out here, you know, is that you got the raining situation going on. You got that cold air coming in off the bay. And then, of course, as you know, that there was a 2-year-old child who was homeless with their mom that died, you know, a few days ago there in Oakland. And then also to a lot of these businesses, you know, have been putting up logs, great big rocks in front of their businesses here in Oakland, so the people cannot come in there and park in their RVs or their vehicles or their vans. And then also, too, from what I understand, is that the city of Oakland has designated some areas in the city of Oakland as safe parking havens, you know, for people who are homeless. And then the situation itself, you know, is rising exponentially, you see. And like I stated before, we make up less than 20% of the population here in California, but we're making up anywhere from 35 to 50% in any given area of the amount of homelessness. And then we need to discuss, you know, we're inviting our callers to call in tonight here at 516-418-5996. Our chat room is open as well, too, to come up with some innovative ideas of how the people can survive and maybe come about the homeless situation, like, say, through group economics. You know, how do you feel about that?
Right. That sounds great. But I have more to add about this ruling. So the judge has ruled this not only unconstitutional, but cruel and unusual punishment. So a clear violation of our unhoused neighbors' Eighth Amendment rights. The city and county of Denver is repealing the ruling. Mm-hmm. So this appeal can take up to a year. So we have a whole year to deal with this madness. And what they're doing is this homeless whack-a-mole. To give context, end of last year, before this ruling, we were able to get a class action lawsuit passed against the city and county of Denver, which made it where law enforcement, the piggies, have to give notice before they sweep these camps. So that can be anywhere from 48 hours to 7 days. So what they've been doing is, when they put the notice up, a day or two before they sweep the camp, they come in, threaten all the unhoused neighbors, tell them, look, you can get the hell off my block. That's the nice way of putting it. And we're going to come. We're coming to move you along. And then when they come with Public Works. They come with hazmat crew. And then they come with the mental health so-called professionals. And they're all in conjunction with this. And then the narrative the city is running is these are cleanups. But these are really sweeps. They're people like trash. They're displacing people. They're moving along like cattle. They're forcing them in unsanitary shelters. You know, we had a hepatitis A outbreak out here.
Right.
And it's still going on. And there's people in the shelters with hepatitis A and other diseases. And when you go to the shelter, you're putting yourself at risk of being harmed, being assaulted, being raped, being all kinds of stuff. So it's not a safer alternative to living on the streets. And when you're living on the streets, the unhoused neighbors are building community, and the community is being scattered about. And what they do is they sweep the camp, and then they tell them, hey, you can come back here. And then they'll come back, and then they'll put another notice up, and they'll say, hey, you have to move again. And now what they've been doing as of late, along with the pastors of all, you know, these are supposed to be so Bible-thumping Christians. What would Jesus do? Jesus was homeless, but yet they're telling people, you can't be in front of my church. You have to move away from my church. I don't want to see you in front of my church camping out. So now they're putting fences up in the spots where they sweep. So the past week I've documented at least two sweeps that have occurred in basically a two-block area around Sonny Lawson. You're familiar with Denver, the east side.
Yes.
Sonny Lawson Park, Jurassic Park has been swept. They swept Civic Center Park. And today they swept over on 25th in California and on 26th in Lawrence.
Wow.
And they're basically doing these random sweeps day and night. Like they popped up at Sonny Lawson the other night at 3 in the morning. At 3 in the morning, Shabaka. telling people you have to move along. You can't be here. At 3 in the morning, swept the whole camp. No notice, no nothing. Yes.
Wow, yeah, see, that's inhumane.
And how they're getting around this ruling is they're citing other laws that are on the books, such as incumbents, such as a park curfew.
Mm-hmm.
So they're finding any and every way to get around this judge's ruling.
Okay.
And they're playing word games.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me is that what Colorado needs to do, and this is just my opinion, and California needs to do the same thing too, is because it has been brought to Governor Newsom's attention here in California. In the last couple of days, he's trying to take some measures at the state level or at the legislative level to deal with this. One of them is implementing a statewide rent control. But I noticed is that you have a whole lot of these high-rises coming up, of the loft apartments. And these are primarily geared toward those that could pay the $3,000-$5,000 a month rent. It's because, you know, social media is setting it up there for their techies. You see what I mean? It's because a lot of these people make high five-figure incomes or six-figure incomes, and they turn in a lot of these office buildings, like I said, into lofts where they would have a combination of their living quarters and a work quarters.
In an office.
But at the same, yes, sir. And at the same token is that they're displacing people, put more and more people out on the street because you got people living in their cars. You got a lot of cars that I've seen have been abandoned or look like they've been vandalized. You know, I take it when a person who's homeless is parked there or is out of gas or have any type of mechanical failure, he goes out about his to get his daily bread, you know, by any means he can. And then, of course, to come back and find a lot of his possessions gone and displaced. So it seems to me that people need to be utilizing some type of skills they may have out there, like carpentry, painting, or even the ones who go out there and collect the cans and do that there on a group basis and try to accumulate some money to perhaps put up a tiny home or perhaps, you know, to get you a low income. Yeah, go ahead.
The bureaucracy is what the problem that we're running into. We need land, public space to build these properties on, or a private developer or a private landowner that will allow for these structures to be built. Now, we've been fighting the city out here in Denver for the past 4 years to even get the tiny homes off the ground, because when we initially built the tiny home, the city came in and raided our camp, like swatted us and took everything.
Wow.
They changed the building code because at that time there wasn't anything in the building code that allowed for such structures. But now they have these ADUs, these accessory dwelling units that they're pushing for, that they basically want to have all over the city. So they've made exceptions for that, and now they're making exceptions for these tiny homes. But another point I wanted to bring up about these buildings is here in Denver, Colorado, we have at least 23,000 vacant luxury apartments. At the same token, we have 23,000 DPS students that are homeless.
Right.
So really, there's enough homes to house everybody that's unhoused in the city. What it is it's a greed issue. They refuse to a lot of these developers, they're opting out of creating affordable housing, which we change the terminology because it's not affordable. It's attainable and accessible housing. They're opting out of it by paying a linkage fee, which basically makes them exempt from making any units affordable, anywhere between 30% AMI to 80% AMI. So they're getting away with building these developments, but they're making them AMI, for those that's listening, is area minimum income. So that's the average income for the city. And in Denver, it's $65,000. Now, I'm sure in California it's much higher than that, but in Denver it's $64,000 a year. So a lot of these properties they're building or have built are for those that make up to 80% of that, between 40% and 80% of $64,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. So it sounds like, yeah, they're doing some politicking right there. They're definitely, you know, coming with political shenanigans and whatnot. And then just as Brother Sekou was saying on Mile High News one night, and then also to another brother that I have as a Facebook friend out of the Bay Area, you know, where he had made a lot of sense at, such as what you're doing, what I've done in the past, is getting active in the political process at the local level and putting some pressure on these local politicians, is because if they want our votes.
So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, this state, this country's moving more fascist every day. Now
yes,
we
yes,
have
sir,
city council members that want to limit how many times you're able to speak at the council meeting. And then if you if you get thrown out of the meeting, they want to ban. They want to make it where you're banned for 30 days.
Wow. So you can't come back in for
30 days. If you say something they don't like and they deem it a threat, they can throw you out and you can be barred for 30 days from coming to the meeting.
Wow.
So now it's just like, look,
so much.
You just want us to come in here and kiss your asses and sing Kumbaya and thank you for making the city the mile high income city that nobody can afford to live in.
Right.
But when the developers come in, it's all happy day. Oh, we love that you're here. Oh, say more. But when me and Sekou come in and others like Extinction and Rebellion, Occupy, Denver Homicide Out, when we come in, oh, it's a problem. Because we're telling you shame, shame, shame. And we banged the hell out of them on Monday. I posted the video on my page. And
okay,
I posted it on the Mile High News.
To mine. Yeah, yes, sir.
But
definitely
yeah,
please post that there on the like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced by all means. And also, too, post it into the group where we created the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead as well, too. Now, you have stated, you know, a while back, you know, about in regard to the election process, which you have a very, very valid point, is that this homeless situation could allow voters or should make voters, you know, through innovative basis to go up here and start replacing some of these politicians at the local level who do not address this homeless situation. Is because one thing that I want to bring up about it is not only is it bad enough for a person to be homeless, is because housing is a human right, but what we have to look at is the public health situation that can come from this on three things. One is the disease factor. Two is, you know, people passing away in the streets as homeless. And then on top of it, the outbreak of major diseases, you know, like hepatitis, what have you, major flu strands, you see. Yes, sir. You know, all kind of things. And then to mention the fact.
Sleep deprivation from being told to move along.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You see, and that there is the best form of mental torture is sleep deprivation, you see. And then not to mention the fact, too, where a lot of these politicians need to be held personally accountable for, you know, them jeopardizing the public health, you know, it's because just on the disease aspect alone, like what happened in Los Angeles, where they had the outbreak of the hepatitis and the Center of Disease Control that came down on the city of Los Angeles about that. So I think what they did was is that they wanted to put in more portable showers and toilets and what have you out there for the homeless to use. But see, but we need to have more centers built up where they can come in there and get housed for at least a couple of nights, you know, wash their clothes, you know, deal with their hygienics, deal with their personal sanitation.
I don't know about L.A., but in Denver, it's a lottery system just to wash your clothes at the day shelter.
Okay.
They put you through a lottery
system.
Not only do they put you through a lottery system to get a bed, which is not even a bed, it's a mat on the floor for the night, but they put you through a lottery system to wash your clothes. And we've had a laundry truck out here for about 4 years through Bayard Enterprises. And Bayard's been real helpful in getting our unhoused employed and in-house. By partnering with city partners like Public Works, for instance. So there's a laundry truck, and then there's employment that comes along with that, and then there's a shower truck as well, and then there's employment that comes along with that, and now they have properties where they're, if you work for Bayard, then you're able to get housed through Bayard.
That's good.
It's just been many success stories from it. But at the same time, we brought, my organization, Denver Homicide Loud, we brought proposals to the current council that would make life easier for our unhoused, such as more porta potties, more places to shower, more places to wash your clothes, lockers, storage lockers. We're in the process of getting these storage lockers put up around the city so our unhoused neighbors don't have to drag all their stuff around all day and have somewhere safe to put their stuff, and it has to, they have 24/7 access to their belongings. When I was unhoused for the 3 years, the longest duration of 3 years, I would store my belongings. I would have to store my belongings at the city jail because they had lockers at the jail. You would pay, and then you could store your stuff at the, because I got tired of going to jobs, interviews with all my stuff. And I'm like trying to pass it off like, oh, I'm just doing laundry. Knowing damn well I'm not just doing laundry. I'm really out here, and I'm basically dragging my whole life behind. But what they're doing in L.A. is they're banning people. They're basically making it illegal for people to have carts, like shopping carts for their belongings. Any bulky items that is being deemed illegal, and they're being moved along if they have too much stuff.
Okay, and then of course, as you do know, California does have that California shopping cart law, where it is against the law. I think it's an infraction if you take a shopping cart, you know, off of the property of where the cart belongs to, like a grocery store, department store, or what have you. And I do know that the city of Los Angeles was implementing that there very, very strictly, you know, quite a few years back. And there was an incident where the LAPD has shot and killed a 58-year-old homeless woman, you know, over the shopping cart. Is because, you know, she was homeless, she was deranged, and I think she didn't weigh no more than like 120 pounds. And she had allegedly pulled a knife on one of the officers, and so the officer shot and killed her, saying that he was in fear of his life. And this woman ain't weighing no more than 120 pounds, you know, 58 years old. And this cop is 6'2", tipping the scale at 235, and he's only 26 years old, talking about he's in fear of his life. You know, the hypocrisy of this type of stuff. And then not to mention the fact is that I've stated before on Mile High News and on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the problem is wealth distribution. You see what I mean? And this is why one of the presidential candidates, you know, who was saying is that people need to be getting $1,000 a month check from social media and another check, and another check from Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, is because they have an access to your personal information. And then from what I understand is that there is a current initiative being circulated in California again to have some checks and balances on how social media shares your information. And this here concerns everybody on it, regardless of what state you're in. It's because it can only be regulated throughout the California state laws, you know, it's because the majority of them over there in a place called Santa Clara County and San Mateo County. So, you know, so having statewide regulation on that, you know, that would definitely take care of that, is because, you know, they're making trillions off of your personal information. You're using this stuff, man, and you're not getting no money off of it. You see what I mean? And then they want to limit what you want to what you post up on Facebook and things of that nature right there. So then you really don't have, you know, too much of a saying of
no, you don't.
What they could do about it, you see, and particularly those who are not here. Yeah, who are not here in California, you see what I mean? And then if you check out the agreements with all that fine print, saying that you won't take them with a class action lawsuit, things of this nature here, you go to their arbitration, and quite naturally, of course, we know their arbitrators are bought and paid for. You see what I mean? So quite naturally, of course, they're going to rule in favor of Twitter or Facebook and what have you. And these guys are
It's like hiring a public pretender.
Yeah, exactly. You see, and then here they're making all this money, buying up all this property, displacing all these people in an indirect way, and are not offering them any solutions or alternatives to being homeless. But however, that there could be some brainstorming amongst the homeless, you know, people who are former woodworkers, electricians, you know what I'm saying, plumbing, drywall.
Yeah.
And if they can get together, man, with some of the other people who might not have these knowledges and teach them that way as well, too, they might can go out there.
Right.
And so this is
some
jobs.
Partner with Habitat for Humanity.
Right.
And they can build their own homes.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And then if those businesses or these politicians really gave a damn, which they don't, say they could go up there and implement tax credits for that. You see,
yeah.
Because this individual is homeless, you say, but he's helped with this business that's building homes, putting in windows, doing pipe fitting work, woodworking work. You see what I'm saying? Technological jobs. You see, so therefore he's making some money. Plus he's sharpening his skill, and then he can go on and try to acquire to get him a place to live. And they definitely need to have more rent control here as well, too, is because I believe an initiative did qualify for the ballot here in California very recently for statewide rent control. You see what I mean? And so hopefully that they...
Colorado 99.
Yeah, they got statewide rent control in Colorado?
No, we haven't had statewide rent control since 99.
Oh, okay. Then maybe they need to put some pressure on the local legislatures right there to do it. And you could tell the local legislatures if they don't want to listen to you talk at their meetings and what have you, man, there's always something called the recall process.
Look,
so, I mean,
exactly. Well, the local legislator keeps citing the Telluride decision. They're saying that it's out of their hands. It's on the state. So it's on the state representatives, House and Senate.
Run a bill to overturn
the Telluride decision.
Oh, okay. So therefore, those who want to put obstacles in the way of helping the people get from being homeless and get housing, then maybe the people in the general public needs to be educated on the recall process. And I bet you that they'll get a whole lot of them rascals, you know, to change their tune. You see, it's because why should I be up here more concerned about the advertisement money that Google and Facebook and Yahoo makes, and then here you got the majority of our people who are making up the homeless populations here in California.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you see what I mean? I mean, it's incredible. Yes, sir. And you see, and I'm quite sure that the black community of Colorado, you know, it's like they want us the lowest levels or at all time low like it is here in California. You see what I mean?
Yep.
So therefore, if you're making up less than 20% of the population, but you're making up 50% of the homeless in Oakland, something is very, very wrong. You see, so this is a systemic injustice, it's economical injustice, and plus that is a human rights violation. So therefore, maybe the general public needs to be, you know, informed on that. It's because housing is a basic human right. I say,
past campaign, the opposition ran $2.5 million against us, lying to Denver voters, saying that Initiative 300, which was the right to survive, which was going to repeal the urban camping ban and also provide basic human rights for our unhoused neighbors, wasn't the answer. And that shelters and services, more money towards shelters and services was the answer. And then our city just passed our budget for 2020, and about $680 million out of $1.4 billion went toward more policing and safety.
Oh, man.
And only less than 1% of the budget went toward new affordable housing.
Okay,
but
that's some shenanigans. Yes, sir, absolutely. And it's pretty much, you know, going the same way here all over California, is because I noticed they put more money off into these police budgets and what have you, but they put less and less money off into the homeless epidemic of which is happening. And then, as opposed to these local businesses and what have you, you know, like I said, donating some property that's not being utilized. A lot of these unoccupied office buildings that are sitting there empty, see, those could be used temporarily to house the homeless, you know, to give them to get a chance back up off their feet, like you were saying about the sleep deprivation, number one. Then, of course, the hygienic situation, number two. And then, of course, as you do know, sleep deprivation can contribute to mental instability and mental illness. Actually, sleep deprivation is mental illness. You see, I find it very, very interesting, you know, that these damn politicians want to come up here to your vote come election time, like in 2020. But at the same token, they don't want to address a very, very serious public health issues, because the majority of the people out there, man, are only one paycheck away from not making a rent. Yeah. They're one paycheck away, man, from going delinquent on their rent, meaning they're one paycheck away from having their asses sitting out there in the cold and in their vehicle as well, too, with what's left of all their worldly
possessions. One administering each week, one paycheck away from it. And I heard them today making fun of our unhoused neighbors, talking about how can you afford a swim bike and how can you afford new pants and a new tent, but you can't afford to live in Denver. And it's like, really?
Oh, man. Come on, man. Wow. You see, that there's that cognitive dissonance, you know, of these politicians with that. You see, knowing that the problem is right there, knowing that this is a severe problem that exists, but through their cognitive dissonance, they want to sit up there and act like it does not exist. You see, just like those who are against the reparations. And as Mile High News has stated, that I do endorse, it's time for us to get some tangibles and just don't let these politicians go up here and take our damn votes for granted. Vote them out of office.
Right.
Shut them down.
And these Democrats are
called
there now.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Guess who was here yesterday? Pete Buttigieg.
Hey, is that right? He was in Colorado, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he
so
went
what type
on
of reception and turnout did he get?
He was at the Fillmore. From what I heard, it was a pretty big turnout. But prior to that, he was he was at Brother Jeff Cultural Center, because Brother Jeff had him on for about 30 minutes, and I was hounding him about reparations. I said, "But where do you stand on reparations for foundational Black Americans and descendants of slavery?"
Right.
Trying to sidestep it, talking about the Douglas Plan. No. What is the tangible thing that you are going to offer Black people specifically? Because he keeps talking about this Douglas Plan, which is basically giving all Black people federal jobs. Jobs is not going to get us out of this hole that we're in.
Come on,
he's
man.
Running that,
you know what
running
I'm saying?
That game in the 70s, and now we're going to fall for that in the 2020s.
Right. Yeah, you see what I mean? Yeah, so what he's doing is, man, is once again, is regurgitating prepackaged bullshit, you see. Now, what I would like to see, man, is somebody who's come up here at the local level or at the state level where you have got some, you know, apprenticeship programs, you know, particularly for the young people, man. It's because, you know, at San Jose State University, a few of the community colleges, they was talking about they got like 1 out of 5 students are home. You also have people who are working that are homeless. You got people who are working and can't get on the other side of a door, man, with a set of keys. Okay, say that.
In Denver, at least 60% the majority of the unhoused are working. In Denver, at least 60% of the unhoused have jobs.
Wow. That's bad. And not even making enough money to pay rent.
And then a lot of times they'll leave their tents unattended to go to work, and then they come back and all their stuff is gone. And then they get told, oh, you can pick it up from a warehouse. The warehouse isn't even accessible by the bus. You have to have a car to get out to the warehouse to even get the stuff. And then we have documented proof of people going to the warehouse and their stuff is not anywhere to be found. So they're just trashing people's belongings, taking people's wheelchairs, taking people's medication, taking all their personal identification. But they get told, you need to get a job.
Yeah, exactly. You see, now you're taking away all the tools that this person needs to get a job, such as their identification, number one, plus that you took away their place for them to rest at to go do the job. You see what I mean? Particularly for those, you know, who do physical work and what have you, like working in warehouses, on loading docks and whatnot, or who work in the laundry industry. You see, so, you know, it's all hypocritical. And then also, too, what a lot of these politicians need to do is that they need to kill a lot of the tax breaks that these damn billionaires and trillionaires are getting. You see what I mean? It's because you got cats over there in social media, man, cat up here making $900 million in a year. Jeff Bezos, $11 trillion in a year. Amazon made $11 trillion.
That's
$11 trillion. Yeah, Jeff Bezos, man. I mean, you can't spend $11 trillion, man, in five lifetimes. And plus that, he didn't even pay no taxes on it. See, so therefore, there's another thing that's taking money away from homeless programs right there where these trillionaires are not even paying their fair amount of taxes on. You see, but they want you to go out and buy a cell phone. They want you to allow yourself to be spammed with a whole bunch of prepackaged garbage and bullshit that people don't want to need. Man, I don't need no app on my phone telling me where a fucking Walmart is or a damn Walgreens is. You see them all over the place.
Right.
What I need your fucking app for. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
And so then you clogging up my phone that I pay for. You see what I'm saying? With this bullshit. You see? But at the same token, they don't want to go out there and to address the human rights violation and also to a potential health crisis. You see? They don't want to go out there and say, hey, you know what? We built this office building. We're having a problem of it getting filled. So, hey, so let's take 6 months out of this year, particularly in the winter months and early spring and the late fall, that, hey, to put some people up right here. You see, you know, give them a couple of months in there or give them a season long in there to get themselves up, to learn some type of skill, to accumulate some money. And also, too, Jesse, for our tangibles, is that we need to establish more banks and credit unions and lending institutions because, as you know, in the four factors of production, capital, man, is one of those four factors of production, and you need to have banks to acquire the capital. Now, they got this stuff about the International Monetary Fund is controlling it, the Federal Reserve is controlling it, and ain't nothing you could do about that. Let's look at the Montgomery bus boycott of what they did in 1955 just through cooperative economics of how they shut down the Montgomery Bus Company. And then they had wanted to turn around. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's precisely my point. Oh, yes, sir, big time, you know. And also, too, for those of you who are listening to us here on Shabaka's Black Experienced Enhanced, our phone number here is 516-418-5996. Press 1 after you call the number to go in the queue. We would love to have you on the air and hear what your feedback is. And then also, too, you can check us on Twitter at Shabaka. Capital EXP. You can always find out what our next shows are coming on from there. Definitely check our like page on Facebook, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and leave a comment. And then also, too, I see we've got another caller here that's listening to us, and as soon as they wish to come in, all they got to do is press 1 and be more than happy to have some input from them. And I have a feeling I know who that is. Okay, so as soon as he presses 1, feel free, you know, to join in on the conversation. But moving right along there, though, Jesse, is that you're right, man, is that a lot of these politicians are out here, you know, playing pity-pat, man, with people's lives, serving their own self-interest, you know, serving the interests of these lobbyists who go up there and make the deals with them. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, before our podcast is over tonight, we do want to get some feedback from the general public and how they're feeling about the current situation of the impeachment and also, too, of the current situation recently that has happened there in Iran. And also, too, I see we got a private caller right here. I'm going to unmute this private caller. Okay, private caller, you're unmuted. Okay, where are you calling from and what's your comments and what's on your mind tonight? Okay, so therefore the private caller, you know, doesn't want to comment. Okay, so we're just going to take care of him. Okay, yeah, so back to what I was saying is that it's up to us, you know, for the people, the power of the people, like Mandela Khan has said, you see, to make something happen, and they can do it at the local level. Oh, and I think I see Mandela Khan right there.
No, it's not.
Okay. Hey,
General. Hey, how you doing, Mandela Khan? Thank you for joining us in. So we got the one and only Mr. Che Nkrumah with us tonight from Mile High News. So what's on your mind, sir? And we're talking about innovation against homelessness, man, for the people to take some group action to do something to get about this hellhole.
I am here to give the people the good news on Mad Dr. D and the Queen Supreme of Shabaka's Black Experience. The basic. We're on course for something spectacular. Because of John Thorne, who said he's going to arrest the government on November 2020. And they sold the matriarch's legacy. Tyrone Thompson and Joe Gibson know that I said, under the red, black, and green, and the matriarch, and class action 567, from the Congo to the Bongo, the United States of Africa starts in the United States of America. 7 years ago. Isn't it extraordinary that as you relate to homelessness, that I got to put the network on Zoom where Joe Gibson, under understand the times in which we live, and you were the stick man for Black Power because of the Black Panther Party. Here's what I want to tell you. I'm the chosen son, the creator of the matriarch. And most women are the majority on the planet Earth, from Maine to Florida, Washington State, California, the U.K., Hebrews, Kentucky. For any women and children and old folks to be homeless on the planet Earth, that's appalling to Shaka, Hannibal, Martin Luther King, the Black Panther Party, and Mandela Khan.
Absolutely.
That's appalling, offensive, and reprehensible.
Yeah,
I wholeheartedly agree, Mandela Khan.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Appalling, offensive, and reprehensible because of November 2020. I want everybody in this podcast to go Google Play and download Zoom. There's a group of people that wants to march and arrest the government with guns in their hands, with guns.
Mm.
But the Black Panther Party authorized the Second Amendment. And look what happened to Assata Shakur, Afeni Shakur, Tupac Shakur, and under the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. So,
they did
not honor the contract. And you Hebrews, like Moors, Muslims, and Christians under nationalism, if you shook hands with the devil and signed a contract or treaty with the illegal alien European invaders and immigrants, you're just as guilty. Okay. Now, fast forward. Everyone, from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to University of Kentucky, if you understand homelessness from African people, how the hell could African people be homeless in this horn of plenty? Just like in the United States of America. How could African and indigenous people be homeless in this horn of plenty? Zoom, the Commodores. I like to fly away, Zoom. And remember the Temptations, war. What is love? What is good for? War, absolutely nothing.
No,
I want everybody, Black Brown Radio and White, Ojo and Gatesby alike, download the app 7 nights a week. My voice will be heard on behalf of the matriarch. And the Zoom, once you download the app, here's the number, just like Shabaka's number. The number is 931-487-5206. It's 931-487-5206. On behalf of the matriarch of Ethiopia, Europe, African woman, on behalf of Khalifa, African woman, on behalf of Ethiopia, African woman, I'm telling you, Russia, China, and Japan is the most favored trading nations in 2020 as it relates to the United States of Africa that was authorized from the Organization of African Union by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah in Ghana, the port of no return. Isn't that extraordinary? That the United States of Africa is in international public record, but it's not law because y'all don't understand the matriarch and class action 567. That's what I'm here to help you remember what you forgot. Come into Zoom and you hear a guy named John Sean who want to pick up guns and arrest the development. Like, arrest the development? But I told John Sean, who's the new kid on the block, just like I told Joe Gibson 3 years, like I told Tyrone Thompson, that the Holy Trinity is mother, father, and child, that the total recall is the birthright under the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. So all wars are null and void. And whoever made a treaty with the indigenous people, y'all call it contracts or treaties, you should never have shook hands with the devil. You did not have no authority to make no fucking agreement with these illegal alien European invaders.
Right.
Because I could prove there was not even no white woman when the Founding Fathers made the Declaration of Independence Bill of Rights. So the Constitution is suspended and null and void. The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights is null and void. White women got their rights by watching Sarah Barton and how the African indigenous man, he loved the African woman. That was his genesis. So, fast forward to this revolutionary revolution based on the Black Panther Party. White people couldn't join the Black Panther Party, but they had to organize the Students for Democratic Society, the Weathermen. That's Bernardine Dorn and William Ayers. They robbed banks, they killed police, they blew up bombs because they had the Stonewall platform and the Second Amendment under the Black Panther Party, who marched into Sacramento, California, in the Capitol, with their guns in their goddamn hands.
Yes, they did. I'm less than 5 miles from it. No, then what happened, Mandela Khan, in the state of California, made it against the law for you to carry a gun here, and you would do 5 years here, and it was signed into law by that senile bastard who became the 40th president of the United States by the name of Ronald Reagan.
Okay, it's tobacco. Now, let me stop you right there. I want y'all to go into gun control. Is there an African, you or me, Farrakhan or a Barack Obama, that got an aircraft carrier, a stealth bomber, or a submarine that can shoot white power out of our life? None of us know. Even the guns that Little Raheem, Jose June brother lives, it says Smith & Wesson, Browning, Luger, and Remington. It don't say Mandela Khan or Chewbacca or Farrakhan. So how in the fuck in 2020, when we don't have a level playing field, it's illegal. And they're going to come in Virginia and say they're going to take everybody's motherfucking guns and the militias going to stop them under John Song with arm and the Black Panther Party and the new Black Panther, old Black Panther, who's building a gun club. We got Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, and a whole bunch of other charges. Lakeisha Harlan in California. Ain't none of them ever honored the contract to show you that we like Iran. And isn't it extraordinary that Iran killed over 100 American soldiers? And only the matriarch and Mandela Khan can tell you that you ain't going to see, because Russia, China, and Iran is in solidarity with the United States of Africa and the matriarch. I'm telling you, Russia, China, and Iran, 2020, is the most favored trading nation. And I don't give a goddamn Bill Gibson, who represents the Confederate flag. I don't give a goddamn Chewbacca and Akita Vida and Tyrone Thompson, who honor the contract of the red, white, and blue. If you don't stand true to the matriarch of the red, black, and green, that's your ass. Russia, China, and Iran never put me in slavery. They never hung me, or they never shot me in the mean streets of America. So all you Crimson Bloods and Blackstone Rangers, you Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslims, and Christians, divided we stand, together we fall, united under the matriarch of red, black, green. That's the first 48 hours. That's what they call that shit? Hip Hop America? What they call that shit? Dynasty? what they call that shit, power. Listen, you rap artists, Get Rich or Die sign. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the total recall of our birthrights is right at the table. And I love Iran. And America will never defeat Iran, Russia, and China. I don't give a fuck about any white nation from England, France, and Germany, and Ireland join together. Russia, China, and Iran will crush your ass in oblivion, as yes, they are in North Africa, in Africa, in South Africa. And I love the enemy of my enemy is my friend. My enemy is Uncle Scab. I don't give a goddamn who don't like him. Much love, much respect.
Okay, Mandela Khan. Yeah, we definitely appreciate your input all the time. Okay, once again, I said we got a private caller right here. They've been unmuted. Okay, sir, ma'am, whoever you are, you got any comments on our podcast this evening so far? Private caller? Okay, they're gone. Okay, so anyway, getting back to our conversation. But as I was saying here in my notes that I got right here on this banking system, you know, that they all got. And a lot of our people need to be educated on that. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, do let me say that our chat room is open. Here's your Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You can Google us, you know, drop us a line, you know, let us know what's on your mind. Okay, now, currently the trades that you would need these days would still be your plumbing, your drywall working, your electrical work and management information systems and what have you. You see what I mean? Okay, so what it is that some type of initiative has also got to be taken on the part, you know, of the homeless to go out there to sharpen their skills. You see what I mean? To get them in an upward mobile frame of mind. You see, now you can go out here, man, and collect a, you know, 5 or 6 shopping carts full of some damn cans and what have you, man. But what the hell is that going to get you at most, man? $50, $60, and that's on a good day. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, so some of that money could be parlayed through group economics. You see what I mean? Then the next thing, you know, they could do is go on, man, and try to form some type of cleanup business yard, cleanup business, in other words, keep working.
Yeah. Have a cleanup. Or like we have out here, Shabaka, we have a thing called Sweep Trash, Not People. And Bayou Enterprises hires unhoused people to basically clean the areas where all the service providers are in the shelter. They clean the whole area, and then they get paid for it. And that's how they're able to, you know, sustain themselves.
Right. Okay, now that there's some revenue coming in right there, you know, that can be implemented, you know what I'm saying? If they make intelligence decisions on it, then they can start bossing up with it. And then when some of these builders do go off into foreclosure or what have you, man, you know what I'm saying? They can make or acquire it. Or I know something even better. Have the state legislatures, you know, rather if it's Colorado, California, New Mexico, Illinois, or what have you, stating that if you got so many people per capita that are homeless, then some of these abandoned buildings or projects that are being developed that are not being occupied on time, and they got to be forfeited, man, you know, to helping the homeless. You see what I mean? They say they got to be forfeited to helping
and
the homeless.
Also,
then also, too,
a mandate.
Yes, sir.
A mandate that these developments actually have a certain percentage of units that are actually affordable.
Yes,
across
sir,
the board,
then,
and getting away getting rid of this whole thing.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, Jesse, now what supports what you're saying even more so is that after the 1992 rebellion in Los Angeles, they had to rebuild Los Angeles Project. Okay, but it was flawed. It's because what they were doing was, from what I understand, is that it was supposed to be offering apprenticeship programs and jobs to the people out there in SCLA. But what they were doing was is that they were hiring all the craftsmen and major contractors, man, you know, from Orange County, areas that were not as as SCLA, you see, so there needs to be some type of checks and balances on that as well, too. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And then when some brothers had tried to go out there and try to address that issue, you see, they went up there and started hitting these guys with extortion. and making terrorist threats and, you know, this type of old shit. You see what I mean? So they're trying to criminalize, like Mandela Khan said, they're trying to criminalize you using your actual quote-unquote constitutional rights. But as we are well aware of, you know, the slave was never considered to be a citizen anyway, and thus in turn in the Dred Scott decision cannot get no protection from the U.S. Constitution. But hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen.
Even though they lie and say the 14th Amendment overturns
that. Yeah, right. And then, like I said, and when did we, or as a people on a collective basis, petition the government for citizenship in the first place? But we get a lot of people with cognitive dissonance that calls in our show with this, talking about their citizens and whatnot. And then when you try to show them that shit stinks, they still don't want to believe it. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then also, too, once again, okay, this is the last chance that I'm giving to this unknown caller that's calling in right here. Okay, you're unmuted. What's on your mind? Okay, you have a nice night. Okay, we're going to etch you again, and then when you call back in, you will continue to be etched, okay? Because just on the basis, we don't know who that is, and they invited, you know, to comment, which is fine, which is great. But don't sit up there thinking that, you know, that you're going to sit up here and listen to us and we don't know who you are. And then you're welcome to comment as well, too, or they can listen to the playback of the episode if they don't want to participate. But, however, I'm of the opinion it is probably a person who suffers from this cognitive dissonance that everybody needs to go out there, make an own living for themselves, which they should. Okay, but they don't offer any type of tangible or reasonable solution to the problem. You know, they just want to sit up here and degrade someone who is in a homeless situation. But a homeless situation is very, very easy to get into. Yeah, miss your rent for about 2 months and just watch how fast your ass will be out there in the street. Get laid off your job. Get a cut in pay. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the people, from what I understand, that's working at Walmart out here, where if they work more than 40 hours, then that means that they got to get some type of benefit packages. But what Walmart is doing is only having the people working no more than 38
hours. So they don't have to provide them with
pay, right. You see, so they should be. Yes, sir. So therefore, they should. Yeah, and seeing there should be, you know, some law against that. You see what I'm saying?
But the police can kill you impunity and get paid time off.
Right. You see? Exactly. And then something on with that there, Jesse, will be a good thing at the local level, man, because I like to see the people who run for mayor is that we go out there and have these questionable police killings, man, and cut the cops funding. Cut their budget in half. Instead of the city paying the victim's family, man, take the cop's pension. You know, make that pay the victim's family. You see, and watch how that shit there will decrease dramatically. It's just like what Dr. Newton said over 50 years ago, Mandela Khan, when he was exercising his constitutional right of the Second Amendment. And he had stated, you know, it's very, very interesting of how the police killings had went down when the Panthers had started those patrols up and down San Pablo, up and down Telegraph there in the city of Oakland, over there on West Grand, on what have you. And then from what I understand, too, Mandela Khan, is that Bobby Seale and Newton had went up into Contra Costa County, which is the next county north of Alameda County in California. And it was in regard to a shooting of a gentleman by the name of Denzel Dodd in Contra Costa County. So when they tried to voice their dissatisfaction of Mr. Dodd being murdered by the police, the sheriff told Seale, well, you know, if you got a problem with the state laws in California, take it up with the legislature. So when they did that on May 2nd, 1967, then, of course, you know what happened with the results of that. So once again, I see this private caller is calling in once again. Okay, private caller, this is your last time to talk. Going once, going twice. Okay, you have a nice night, and each time you call in, we're going to be kicking you off. Okay.
Brother Shibata.
Yes, sir.
If I may, I want you to take a deep breath and lower your stress level. Because we're getting paid, and the big payback is the red, black, and green. I want us to look at right now.
Yes, sir.
And understand the time in which we're living today.
Mm-hmm.
From the Congo to the Bongo, particularly in the continent of Africa, not Oakland, not Detroit, Philadelphia, Wilmington, or Delaware, or Chester, or Baltimore, or Chicago, or wherever you say, well, damn, the Delaware, there's some fucked up shit happening in America. That's not what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Right.
99.9% of African indigenous people do not live in the United States of America. White people,
right.
95% of white people who are not under the Constitution, the Confederate flag, I guess, 95% of white people do not live in the United States of America. Now, here's what I'm saying.
Right.
In this heart of plenty, called the continent of Africa, that is not the United States of Africa because there's no red, black, and green, but we got the blueprint for a state of humanity because of the Organization of African Unity, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, where the
right.
United States of Africa is an international public record, but it's not international law because Marcus Garvey at home and abroad has not been completed. That's where I come in. And it's a dead end mm-hmm. in the field. And it's my time now. And there'll be no more waiting based on homelessness. How can it be that the majority of African women and children drink water with animals in 2020
mm-hmm.
in the continent of Africa? The majority.
Mm-hmm.
How can it be that the majority of women and children don't have lights in the projects in Africa
mm-hmm.
to turn
right.
on 24/7? Right?
Mm-hmm.
How could it be
mm-hmm.
that the African women, that because there is no United States of Africa, and you Africans on the continent, that's your spoils. You got to do that. Just like we have to crush the sovereignty, integrity,
mm-hmm.
and independence that the founding fathers under the Constitution Declaration of Independence, because that was where they stole our birthrights. It's not about black versus white. It's about wrong versus right. Many of you
right.
fought for the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue. But now,
mm-hmm.
in this understanding time we live in today, with this new
right.
information, because of the war on drugs and the war on terrorism,
right.
every
and as you know, man,
black and
yeah.
white person fought with the Confederate flag against England.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, a lot of blacks in the Black Belt South, they love the Confederate flag. And equally as important, the most oppressive symbol that violated the Constitution, the sovereignty, integrity, and dignity, and independence of 205 nations, including the majority of African nations, is the Constitution, is the red, white, and blue, and Uncle Scam, and the eagle. The reason being is because all of us as African indigenous people, we should never have signed a contract with these devils, a contract, a treaty. The same people who signed a contract and a treaty with these illegal alien European invader immigrants who trespassed in the Americas, just like Haiti, Haiti, the Louisiana Purchase, Voodoo,
yep,
the
right.
Voodoo Capital, New Orleans, Mardi Gras. We
mm-hmm.
was just as guilty whoever signed the contract under the Constitution Declaration of Independence. That's why we suspending the Constitution. It's null and void. We're suspending the Declaration of Independence Bill of Rights. Why? Because there was not even a white woman at the table, let alone an African and indigenous man or woman. So,
mm-hmm.
fast forward to right now on this revolutionary revolution and homelessness. How could it be
yes, sir.
In this horn of plenty of Africa where they gold, diamond, silver, protests, there's lions, tigers, and zebras for all these goddamn zoos, great adventures, and animal world. You think the animals wanted to be kidnapped and dragged over
hell
here
no.
so y'all can make some fucking money
yeah.
and go see some spectacle?
No.
Do you think that the fucking animals under white power wanted to be here?
Right.
No, the animals is killing all modern day Tarzan. And if a white man tests the bait, just like Steve Owen, oh, look at this croc. Isn't this a beauty? Wasn't it a stingray that stung that motherfucker in the water and his heart
yeah.
a modern day Tarzan? Okay, so I'm just telling you, I'm trying to help you remember what you forgot or what you don't want to recognize. Whoever fought for the Confederate flag
and that kills and oppressed a minority of people in the United States of America. But from Reconstruction, white people know that Reconstruction was the greatest political economical time for black people. And there was no police force, FBI, CIA. There was no World Bank, IMF, or no Federal Reserve. But when Reconstruction was overturned, that's what we caught their ass. Because if you look at it, from the Ku Klux Klan, it's the black man who circumvented his birthright and pledged allegiance to the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue. And the Confederate flag is a child's flag as it relates to the red, white, and blue. Our Kedavita and Chewbacca, hear me clearly. I want to know how many of us have fought for the total recall of our birthrights under Ethiopia in the red, black, and green, and the matriarch. None of us have. Can't make slam dunk touchdown. And I'm not talking about no Stephon James or no Brian Curry. And I deliberately scrapped up that day because I know you motherfuckers following sports and television. You trying to see going to win the Super Bowl. But the real Super Bowl is the red, black, and green in 2020 under the matriarch. And I can prove what I'm saying. I can prove what the fuck I'm saying. So please, don't get this shit twisted. It's not history. History under white power is over. They got atomic bombs.
Right,
if they shoot every atomic bomb, we like roaches, rats, and mosquitoes and flies. The only thing they have is that, like Shaka, we submitted our birthright to these motherfuckers, and no weapons formed against us so fast. We don't need no Black Panther or no Fool of Islam. We don't need no vote or brain or go to school. We don't need to shoot out with no motherfucking body. You understand me?
Right.
We don't have to shoot out with no motherfucking body. That's the deal. And I'm telling you, the silent times in which we live, I want everybody, Zoom, download the app. 931-487-5206. 10 p.m. East Coast time.
I thought it was 5.
I told everybody,
the
bloodless revolution is under the matriarch in the red, black, and green. And I'm only here to help everybody remember. We're going to have to fire that damn shot. Crips, Blood, Blackstone Rangers, El Rugen, the red symbol, the red pill, the blue pill, the red star. That's slavery of white power. The real pill is blood. Blood don't have a black or white blood. Everybody bleed. I don't give a fuck what color you are. If you drink water, water is transparent. Water is transparent. Food, clothing, and shelter is transparent. If you need water, food, clothing, and shelter, and protection, it's not white power or black power. It's wrong power versus right power. And I'm telling you, wrong power
on
that people. If you put your fist in the air, it ain't no black power. The Panthers, when they brought it forth, and no white person could join the Black Panther Party. If you put your fist in the air and you love Bob Marley and Haile Selassie, that represents all power to the people under the Ethiopian Empire. When the revolution takes place, it ain't going to be all black and it ain't going to be all men. Everybody download the app to Zoom, 487. I told y'all that. That's the first thing. No, 931-487. 931-487-5206. And I'll be in with these Ku Klux Klan who say they love the Constitution. That's Joe Gibson and John Shaw. And I'm telling you, Winnie Mandela was my leader. Not no goddamn Nelson Mandela. And you'll know more as we go forward from here. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mandela.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, like I said, we got another caller here, you know, out the 720 area code with the last 4-7929. And we're going to invite them on. Hey, good evening to you. I see you there out of Colorado. Welcome to our show tonight, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. And our subject tonight is innovation against homelessness. And good evening to you. And what's on your mind?
Peace, brother. This is Brother Noble.
Hey, good evening, Brother Noble. Thank you for joining us tonight, sir.
Oh, yeah, no problem, no problem. I figure I get on one of you. You're talking on my day off.
Oh, yes, sir, you know, without a doubt. And definitely appreciate, man, you know, being a West Coast correspondent for Mile High News. Love the work that you guys are doing there out to Mile High City. Plus that, I put a couple of videos up on my wall right there recently from the Defermery Park was one of them. Also, too, from the Port of Oakland, showing while the silicon is dropped off at that comes off of our continent out of the Congo, you know, out of, out of Zimbabwe, up out of South Africa. And then, as we all know, it goes across the Indian Ocean, over there to China and Hong Kong and what have you. Then, of course, it comes over here through the Golden Gate Bridge, where it's refined and shipped off down there, man, to all the social media giants down there, including Hewlett-Packard as well, too. That brings you your laptops, you see. So what we're talking about, you, Brother Noble, like what you had mentioned on Mile High News about, I believe you gentlemen were out there in Deerfield, Colorado, and was talking about land acquisition, and also, too, that there used to be a black township, I believe, over 100 years ago. So we definitely need to have more areas like that. And I think there was a couple of cities here in California like that there at the time as well, too, Brother Noble, that I'm going to research, you know, for a future podcast. But, yeah, but that is definitely what we have to do, is get these black businesses going.
Yeah, that's the only thing left, man. And you're talking about fighting the homelessness. You know, me, I'm definitely worried about that fight, but, you know, I'm worried about for our people for that fight, you know.
Oh, absolutely, man.
That poverty is never going to be abolished. So it's best to get as many black people out of there as you can and don't even deal with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm planning to do. You know, Deerfield was one project, but we got another, some more coming up, too, so... We didn't stop. They did it kind of dirty. It was a few coons on the board of directors for Deerfield, so that's why we didn't get it.
Right. Yeah, you see, now that's one thing, too, man. It's something that's got to be done with these damn coons as well, too. Wish they made some coon return.
Oh, yeah.
Also, too, I want to talk about a little bit of the cognitive dissonance of this brain dead Negro by the name of Dr. Ben Carson, who is currently the.
Uncle Ben.
Yes, sir. And then the garbage that he espouses, man, you know, that prepackaged garbage that he espouses, sounds like the man is prescribing himself his own opioids, man, and they need to take away his medical license, because I think California did pass a law there a few years back, man, where it's against the law for doctors to write their own prescriptions, and I'm of the opinion that this is what Dr. Carson is doing, is because a lot of stuff that he is saying is not making flatly no plain damn sense. Now, how the hell is he going to sit up here and say, and one of his speeches during the early time of the dump regime, that those who were brought here on slave ships were reaching out and looking for the American dream of building and doing for themselves and what have you. I mean, that's just straight hypocrisy, and you had a lot of mainstream commentators that had to comment on that, man, and said, you know, you can't even believe this prepackaged bullshit is because it's preposterous for him to even come up there and say something like that. You see what I mean? That's ridiculous. You see, but
he's a fucking Negro. How are you going to take a surgeon and try to put it over housing development anyway? So, you know, that was a joke from the beginning.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? If anything, man, you would have made that cat the Surgeon General. You know what I mean? Or something
Surgeon
right
General,
up
exactly.
Something right up there along the line of what the man is qualified to do. And
yeah, I bet you he
was
surprised when he got the job.
I'm quite sure, you know, it's because from what I understand, wait a minute. I recall, man, he was one of them candidates, man, that was running as an independent man during when the dump got selected. Yeah, he was. And generally, as we all know, in the presidential election or debates or what have you, the top one will get the nomination. Then, of course, as we all do know, if they succeed in becoming a president, then all the other cats that were running for him with president or against the president, they start appointing to, you know, to all the cabinet positions. You see what I mean? And then also, too, and I want to say this here, I'm very, very glad that Kamala Harris did drop out the presidential election race, because she didn't do shit for us as a people career when she was the district attorney of San Francisco County, when Mario Woods had got shot 25 times around Christmas time for wielding a knife, and he's only weighing 140 pounds, and he was shot by five officers. And when you look at the videos, that you can see that they go off into a half circle so they won't get each other caught in a line of fire. So that goes to prove their intent to kill him in the first place. But was the district attorney at that time? Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Yeah, they killed him at the Fruitvale BART station. I pass it all the time. And also, too, gentlemen, check out one of my videos up there on YouTube. I think I did a presentation from the Fruitvale station shortly after that. It had yes, sir. He was the one that was handcuffed and shot by the BART police officers, you know, and BART is the Bay Area Rapid Transit Police. And he was handcuffed, and then the cop that shot him had shot him with a 9mm, but he states that he had made a mistake and he was really reaching for his taser. Now, you already have this person handcuffed. You got him laid down on the ground. And why would you feel the necessity to tase him, let alone to shoot him? So I'm of the opinion that should have been a special circumstance. And his ass, man, should have been up there in jail, man, 25 to life, if not in a damn death penalty.
See, but if you think about it, you know, why did Eric Garner keep on getting choked after he said, I can't breathe? Why did Trayvon Martin still get followed by the police? They don't follow him. Like, these people are trying to kill us, man. None of this really surprises us. We at war, you know?
Yes, sir. Oh, absolutely.
Like, all of the on Mile High News, we at war, and, you know, the only way to fight back is to get the hell away from them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You see, and then the cold part about it is, too, is that a lot of these guys were cleared that did this, like with Fernando Castile, with the situation that happened there, you know, Yanez that murdered Mr. Castile, that shot him in the presence of his child and his wife four times with a 9mm. So looking at the dash cam video, looking at his half-assed statements of what he was saying, there's no way in hell I could see that cop was the fear of his life. That was a state-sanctioned homicide by the state of Minnesota. Now, let's look at the reverse scenario where you had another officer in the state of Minnesota who was black that shot an unarmed white woman, and he's facing 25 years of life. Now, they try to tell you, well, he's a Somali and this, that, there, the other. One thing that I do know is that when you're stopped by the police in the city of Los Angeles, and they got a brother from Denver, a brother from Los Angeles, another brother from Johannesburg, and another brother from Kingston, Jamaica, they ain't going to say we got a South African, a Jamaican, and two Americans. Right. What they're going to say is that we are detaining black Negroes. You see, so therefore, I work on those, you know, like the Pianchi guy who calls them with his cognitive dissonance, and we cut them to shreds every time, just like that free piece that we had there that you gentlemen got acquainted with a few weeks back. We cut them to shreds every time, and then, of course, when they cannot debate logically or intellectually, they result to a bunch of name calling and a bunch of insults and what have you, but that there just simply goes to prove our points even further. But however, though, people, we're in our last 15 minutes, and I want to give everybody, man, about 3 minutes, man, to go ahead and make their closing statements, and if anything that they got going on in their areas of where we're located at, where our folks are at, feel free to announce it, as long as it's doing something positive to the community, and also to give us you already told us, Brother Che, about what's happening there in the Mile High City, so we're going to allow another couple of people, you know, to go on there and chime in and what they got to say on that. Now, what's happening with you there, Mandela County, in your neck of the woods?
Hey, understand the times we're living today. We're at the right place at the right time in the right season for the right reason. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing is not something whose time has come. The Total Recall is not black hat versus right. It's about wrong versus right. And this testimony is going to give it to you. Zoom. I already put on the ledger, and I'm going to repeat it before I get my closing comment. 931-487-5206. Zoom, zoom. I like to fly away. The temptation.
All right.
War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. We are discussing this thing under white power. Now we must
cover this thing under the red, black, and green in 2020.
Absolutely.
And here's the remembering what we forgot or don't want to recognize. And that is that in your discussion, as you laid it out, we know that from the Congo to the Bongo, there's no serve and protect African and indigenous people because we all drank the Jim Jones Kool-Aid under white power. Not white supremacy.
Right.
There's not a white person ever been born that's supreme over you and me. And now we're at the revolutionary revolution. Revolution, revelation, we go in reverse. It's all reverent, reverent. The root word is rev. And I want all you black, brown, red, yellow, and white, all you other kids to like, go look up the word rev. Not the others, but revolution is the final conclusion. And a revolution is overturning and sweeping out a new world order under white power and recalling the old world order of African and indigenous people. That's why it's so important that the red, black, and green be entered into all equations. I'm telling you, right now.
All right. Thank
you,
Mandela time.
And everybody join in. You'll see. The only mistake that the Black Panther Party made was they chose to be the political wing and the military wing. If you know from the red pill or the black pill, the Democrat, Republican, Satan or the devil, we're going to wind up in hell no matter what choice we make. We got to take the red, black, and green pill because the fact that good cop, bad cop, if the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, if the black prison guards, if the black attorneys and judges pledge allegiance to the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue, that means from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, Washington State to UK, University of Kentucky, at home and abroad, with the red, black, and green, don't have no sustenance. But the problem is everyone has pledged allegiance to a contract with a dirty deal with the devil because the blue pill and the red pill is white power. That's what the matriarch is. But I'm here to help you remember what you forgot because the matriarch overturned Shaka, Hannibal, Noble Drew Ali, Farah Muhammad, Francis Quest Wilson, Nelson Mandela. I represent Winnie Mandela. And if without Winnie Mandela, nobody would know how they fought for apartheid. And now we got in the United States of America the worst apartheid when white cops cannot hang us the same food from a tree, but they can perform judge, jury, and executioner with black cops that won't blow the goddamn whistle. I'm a whistleblower. I'm greater than Edward Snowden because there's not a black cop that's a good cop. Because he won't arrest the white cop that right in his face, he sees he violates the national and international democratic rights of African people. So there is no good black cop. There is no good black Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine under the Confederate flag and Uncle Sam. Zoom, 931-487-5206. I'm going to kick Joe Gibson, and only you, Shabaka, know about this. I'm going to kick John Song, the Fuhrer, who's telling the people that we're going to pick up arms with a militia and arrest the government. But we got a hip-hop group called Arrested Development. And everybody heard from me 7 years ago. Even Mark Zuckerberg, FBI, CIA don't fuck with me. They never put me in prison. And I say the bloodless revolution, and that comes under the matriarch. The lioness, all lionesses. I'm your son, the conquering lion of Judah. All lionesses, from the concrete to vegetation jungle. All mothers, summon the cubs. Call
See, pride. It's time for the pack to come together for freedom, justice, and total independence. And when we are finished, there will be nothing to remind us of what was. All women, mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers, you are the proper administration and authority to run Mother Earth, Mother Universe, Mother Yanniverse, and James Bauer was right. It's a man's world. It wouldn't be nothing without a woman and a girl. All black men and white men was created by their creator. And that was an African 666 indigenous man. I rest their case. Zoom. Everybody, come in, get in what you fit in. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
All right, Brother Mandela Khan. Yeah, and we thank you there, sir. We appreciate you there very much for coming on, Brother Mandela Khan. And also, too, you got any closing statements there, too, Brother Noble and Brother Jesse?
I just want to let everybody know, 2020, we need to focus on economics. Everybody's talking about, you know, taking up arms and doing that. You cannot do that. Just like Brother Jason Black said, you cannot go to war if you don't make your own bullets. And speaking of war, in every war, everybody has a base, right?
Right.
You're safe on your base, like China, Korea, and all them. They're safe on their base. United States has their base. We can't go to war if we don't have a base. So that's what
right.
we need to focus on, getting our base. 2020 is going to be about getting land, getting money to build that land, and creating
right.
a base. You can't create an army without a base. You can't create a nation
yes,
without a base. That's what we need
yes,
to focus on first.
Yes, sir. Thank you there, Brother Noble. Okay, Brother Jesse, your closing statements.
2020 is the year of tangibles and reparations. Can't let up, fam. We got to stay focused, keep our eyes on the prize. And as for this homelessness, they are trying to make us a permanent working homeless class, third class, like Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde Anderson said. If we
right.
don't get nothing as second class citizens, we damn sure ain't got nothing coming as third class citizens.
Yes,
it's time that we stop taking for all
tough.
These other groups and tell
yes,
them
sir.
To hold their own nuts and do what is in our best interest and
yes, sir.
Be all in it for black empowerment and red, black, and green.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. To the utmost. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you tuning in with us tonight here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. The air date of this episode was January 9th, 2020. And we're going to sound off here to close our show out tonight from a record here, you know, from
this
a very,
is the
very
21st
late.
Century, and we need
and
to redefine
so
revolution.
On
this
Black
planet needs people's revolution. A humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. System.